A salary is the drug they give you when they want you to forget about your dreams.
Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about the business I'm launching. I know that entrepreneurship can feel lonely, but it doesn't have to. That's why I founded Thea Collective. Join our community today and meet your high vibe business tribe. Text tribe to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com to learn more. Hello, friends. So I always keep it real with you, but today we are going extra real. I'm going to make a confession, and it is that I am sick of my own bullshit. See, I can really lack discipline with certain things. And, you know, I blame it on my spontaneous streak that's likely due to my Enneagram 7 wing, or perhaps it's the five planets in my birth chart that are in Sagittarius. But, you know, whatever the reason is, it really boils down to excuses and bullshit. I had a swim coach who once said that excuses are like armpits, that everyone has them and they all stink. And I think he wanted to say assholes, but needed to keep it PC because I don't know about you, but my armpits definitely don't stink ever. So here's the crux of the episode. It's that we need to choose our hard. And we need to call ourselves out. If you have caught yourself lacking discipline and making excuses, call it out. Like, call a spade, and then choose your hard. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately. So a lot of the examples I'm going to share in this episode are personal. Not all of them, because I want to make sure this is speaking to everyone and that this episode isn't just a confessional. So with that, here we go. Let's choose our hard. Waking up early to work out is hard. Forcing myself out of my office and into my home gym is hard. But guess what? So is the fact that I'm up 10 pounds from this time last year and that my jeans are fitting a bit tighter than I would like them to. I have to choose my hard. I've also been drinking more than I'd care to admit. Having a three-nager and starting a business is stressful. And that end of the day beer or glass of wine usually turns into two and sometimes more. It can be hard not to drink after a stressful day, especially if you're doing it in a social way, unwinding with your spouse. But it's also hard to wake up feeling a little sluggish the next day and to see the effects of empty calories on my waistline. I have to choose my hard. Starting a business is hard. You're constantly problem solving. There are never enough hours in the day. When you're in launch mode like me, you're wondering where your revenue is going to come from to cover your expenses. But working for someone else is hard too. You lack freedom of time, choice. You often have little to no control over increasing your paycheck either. I chose my hard. What will you choose? Marriage can be hard. Especially if you picked the wrong mate, you might feel like you're a prisoner. If you picked the right mate, it's still hard because you are quite often going to have to do things you don't particularly love or want to in order to be in a true partnership with your spouse or partner and to make them feel seen and loved. Divorce is also hard. You have to choose your hard. Meal planning and prepping is hard. It's a lot of work, a lot of planning ahead. Seeing the amount you've spent on DoorDash over the last month and the lethargy from eating takeout all the time is also hard. You have to choose your hard. Having kids is hard. They take a lot of energy and can push you to your limit. But if you want kids and struggle with infertility, that's hard too. You may not get to choose your hard in this case, but neither path is easy. Keeping your emotions inside is hard. So is vulnerability and open, honest communication. You have to choose your hard. Making time for yourself is hard, especially for us moms. Having a mental break because we haven't prioritized our needs is also hard. You have to choose your hard. Creating habits that promote health and wellness is hard. Disease from not prioritizing health is also hard. You have to choose your hard. Holding off on buying that outfit we really want but can't quite afford is hard. So is getting out of debt. You have to choose your hard. Now, there are hundreds more examples that we could cover. But the point is this. Everything in our life comes down to choice. And choice is typically governed by patterns and behaviors we are stuck in, which are governed by our identity. There might even be some limiting beliefs in there, or some self-sabotage. Whatever it is that you're choosing, it's serving you in some way. Getting pretty personal, I actually had written this out and I wasn't planning to share this, but I'm going to anyway. I've noticed the pattern in myself that it makes me feel unsafe to get in really, really good shape because I would rather be sort of invisible when I'm out and about. I don't want to be a head turner. I don't want to stop traffic. And that has sabotaged my fitness and health goals over and over and over again. But at least I'm aware of it and I'm working on rooting that out and figuring out why I have that reaction. So if there's something that you keep doing and you're like, why am I doing this? Like I want this thing, I desire this thing, but I keep self-sabotaging. That choice is serving you somehow. Let's also talk about like you leveling up per se. A lot of people, I'm going to use network marketing as an example because I see this all the time. People will join and then they don't have immediate success and they freak out and they quit. Or perhaps they begin to see some success, but they don't feel worthy of it. And so they stop because of that too, right? Like if you have an identity problem or if you have limiting beliefs, you are going to get in your way every time. So we have to root that out first, or we're just going to keep going in circles and doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. And you know what that is? That's the definition of insanity. So the best thing that you can do for yourself today, if you want to choose the hard that serves you, is to visualize meeting your highest self. Get very, very specific with this. And so I want you to picture that you're in a special place that's just for you. Mine looks like the garden at Versailles kind of vibe. And I meet my highest self and I picture what she's wearing, how her hair is done, what type of perfume is she wearing, how does she look and feel? And whenever I'm in a quandary or at a crossroads, if I can create the mindful pause and check in and ask myself what my highest self would do in a given situation, she answers loud and clear every time. Because when we ask a question, the mind must answer. And if you are a regular listener, you know the reason we need to visualize and visualize often is because our brain does not know the difference between real and imagined experiences. Your mind will go to work to create the reality you're envisioning. So picture your highest self loud and clear. How does she act? What does she wear? How does she talk? All of that. How does she feel? The more you can embody her, the more that you will become her, and you'll leave the hards behind that aren't serving you. So the real question is, will you listen to your highest self when you ask her what she would do? And what is the hard that you will choose? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
This episode was brought to you by Thea Collective, the learning community I founded for entrepreneurs. Text BIZ, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com. That's thea-collective.com to learn more. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about The Corporate Dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alicia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time. Next time.